Today's daf is Kuf Vav. We're starting at the bottom of Kuf Hey Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Rav Yonatan. My dachtiv ne'emanim pitzei ohev v'ne'etarot nishikot sonei. Okay, what does that mean? I'd rather get pitzaim from someone who loves me, like get injured from someone who loves me, than kisses from someone who hates me, because they're basically meaningless kisses. Right. Tova klala, so what's this an analogy to? Tova klala shekile lachia shiloni Yisrael, yoter mibracha shebracham bil amarasha. And adif the curse, the achia shiloni curse the people. We're going to see what this is in a minute. Better than the bracha, the bracham bil am. By the way, we learned this whole thing in another context. We'll see in a minute. Achia shiloni kile lachia Yisrael bakane. Okay, what did he do? Achia was the one who told Yeravam that he's going to redeem the people, right? That he's going to get the machut. But then, after Yeravam turned bad, he then came and prophesied that things are going to be bad. So what did he say? Shenemar v'yika Hashem et Yisrael ka'asher yanud ha'kaneh b'mayim. Hashem is going to attack the people the way a reed moves in the water. Okay, so what happens to a reed, right? It's very soft, and supple. When it's in the water, what?
Supple.
Yeah, it's supple. And so Hashem is going to hit you the same way a kaneh moves in the water. Ma kaneh ze ome bimkomo. What is unique about a kaneh? Now, this sounds bad, right? You're going to be this reed that's so weak, God's just going to hit you.
Because it's still there.
So exactly. There. That's what they're going to say. So ma kaneh ze ome bimkomo mayim bigit. Bimkom mayim, thank you. Ome bimkom mayim. It stands in a place of water. Vigizo machlif. And it's going to, right, after you cut it, it regrows, it regenerates. V'shorashav merubin, and its roots are great. Av kol ruchot sheba olam ba'ot v'noshvot bo, eim zizot oto bimkomo. No wind is going to uproot it from its place. Ela hu olech v'bayim mahem. Kevan shedomemu aruchot, right, it's going to stay. Once the winds calm down, ama kane bimkomo, it's going to grow again and stand up. So that was his curse. His curse is you're going to be like a kaneh, meaning you'll be wiped out temporarily, but you'll grow back. But aval bilam arasha, berchan be'erez. He blessed them. They're strong like cedar trees. Those are very strong trees. Ma erez ze'eino omei b'mkom mayim. So number one, it doesn't sit in a place of water. V'shorashav muatin, and it has very few roots. Ve'en gizo machlif. And it doesn't regenerate. So if you chop it down, it's not going to grow back. Afilu kol ruchot sheba'olam ba'opin hashvot bo, ein mezizot oto mimkomo. Right? It's not going to be able to knock it out of its place. But kevan shenashba bo ruach dromit miyad orkoto v'avachto al panav. But there's one ruach that can come, the southern wind, and it'll knock it entirely out. Okay, and that's basically the eres. So in other words, you could be strong like a tree, but one day they'll just come and knock you over and there'll be no way of regenerating.
You could also say that the water is like the Torah.
Right, the water is like the Torah. I assume what the water, what they mean is that it always has a constant source of nutrients and water. But it's also like the Torah. In other words, it's a constant, right? There's always this reference to Mayim being reference, metaphor for the Torah. And now there's an additional thing. V'lod ela shezacha kaneli tol mimenu kumus lechtol mimenu sefer Torah neviyim sefer neviyak Torah neviyim uktuvim. Okay, so also the kumus, the kaneh, is used for a quill to write with.
But they don't say that the era is built.
That's true. That doesn't fit in this midrash. Vayar etakeni vayisam shalom. So now we're going to have an interesting midrash about Yitro, okay? Because Yitro, we said the other day that he was the keni. We're going to prove it again here. So what does it say here? Bilam sees the keni vayisam shalom. So what does it mean he sees the keni? Amar lo Bilam li Yitro keni lo hayita imanu ba'ota itza. So now he's saying, okay, we're going to have a reference. Let's go. I'm going to read on and then we're going to go back and explain because it doesn't make sense without reading on. Okay, you have to understand what this otaitza is. When Paro decided, if you remember, we talked the other day about the Itzagninim told Paro that someone's, their ruler is going to die by the water or be punished by the water. So he gathered together the wise people of his generation to come and help him figure out what to do. Who did he gather? None other than Bilam, Io, and Yitro. Okay, Bilam, Io, and Yitro sat together with Paro. Okay, so now why are we talking about this here? So the pasuk by Bilam says, "Vayara tekeni vayisam shalo vayomar." So he sees the keni and then he starts speaking. Vayomar etan moshavecha v'sim basela kinecha. So etan moshavecha means you were the one who was strong in your seat. Okay, so now they're going to say here. So Bilam says, "Weren't you with us ba'otaitza?" Who put you next to the Etane Olam? So Rashi says, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Atidim banecha leshev b'lishkata gazid. In other words, what does he say? What are you doing here? Why are your kids sitting in the Etane Shel Olam? Okay, it's Bilam again recognizing the greatness of the Jewish people. And of course, we're Masechet Sanhedrin. What's the Etane Olam? Right? It's the Sanhedrin, the people sitting in the Sanhedrin. So he looks at Yitro, and he says, I don't understand. How did you get to be in the Lishkat HaGazid? You tried to kill the Jewish people. What are you doing with your having your children sitting in the Sanhedrin? So now we're going to go back. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rusimai. So Shloshayu Bautaitza, Elohim Bilam, Iyo, V'Yitro. Bilam, now we're going to see what each of them did. Okay, at that moment they were sitting with Paro. Bilam Sheya'atz Neherag. So Bilam gave advice. He told Paro, you should kill all the males, send them into the water. So he's killed. Iyov sheshatak, he was silent, nidon biyisurin, okay, which is typical of Iyov, right? He was always kind of silent, right? He doesn't complain to God when things happen to him, and he's just quiet about it. So he gets punished. V'yitro shebarach, he ran away from that. Okay, he saw what was going on. He said, I'm getting out of here, and he ran away. How do we know that his children sat in the Lishkat HaGazit? Because it says, Umishpachot Sofrim, we saw this the other day, right? The Mishpachot of the Sofrim, the Chachamim, Yoshvei, Yabet, Tartaim, Shamatim, Suchatim, Hema Hakinim, Habaim, Machmat, Avi, Be'rechev. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, right? It's giving lineage of people. They're the Kenim. And how do we know that Yitro is the Kenim? Uktivu, B'nei Kenei, how do you pronounce that? B'nei Keni, Choten Moshe, Alu Me'irat Marim. So it says here that the Keni was the Choten Moshe, was the father-in-law of Moshe. Okay, next pasuk. Vayisam v'shalo v'yomer. Oy mi yechye mishmo. What? Yeah. Sorry, it's not Mishmo. Vayomer, oy mi sheyechyeh misumo el. Okay, what does this mean? We're going to darshan this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There's some people say, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, oy mi shemechayeh atzmo b'shem el. Okay, how do we translate this? Shemechayeh atzmo. Right, they're mechayeh atzmam. Rashi says they're smechim. Right, and madinim atzmam ba'olam hazeh uporkim ol haTorah me'al tzavaram mishamnim et atzmam. Okay, so what do they say? They basically engage in material things in this world. Misumo el kashemisim haKadosh Baruch Hu pidyon latzmo mishalim. Right, what does this mean? Meshachayat atzmo b'shem el. Right, I guess he does it in the name of God. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, oy la l'uma shetimtza b'sha'ah shaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh pidyon lebanav. Okay, we're saying, oy to the Ummah who finds himself, right, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oseh Pidyon LeBanav, and he's there in the middle of it. Okay, and it's, what are you doing getting in the middle? Here we're going to see the image in a minute. In other words, who's going to try to prevent, this is saying, the bracha of Bil'am is like this. It's oy to any nation who tries to get involved when Hashem is trying to redeem his people. Because you're going to get in big trouble. Okay? Don't get in the middle there. You're going to see the image in a minute, the metaphor. Mi metil ksuto ben lavi lelivia b'shashen is kakim zeim zeh. When the lions are trying to mate, who's crazy enough to try to get in the middle of that, right? If you try to break that up, they'll obviously be dead. So that's what it's saying, an image of the enemies of the Jews trying to come to stop them from when the Gula is about to happen. V'tziyimiyad kitim. Okay, we're continuing along in the Pesukim here. The Pesuk says, V'tzim miyad kitim. Tzim is big ships. V'inu ashur v'inu ever. Okay, so what does this mean? Amarav, livun aspir, v'inu ashur, v'inu ever, ad ashur katle miktal, mikam ve'elach mishabde shibude. Okay, because it says inu ashur, v'inu ever, ashur seems to be the symbol of a place that what they're going to say. Libun aspir, they say, is the Roman legion. Okay, it's the Roman legion that's going to get, right, they're going to bring their ships, and then they're going to get basically killed. So, until God, right, God is going to help the Jewish people conquer, until Ashur, everyone's going to be killed. From Ashur and on, they're going to be avadim to the Jews. Hineni holech la'ami. So then, what does he say, right? Ata hineni holech la'ami. Okay, it's a weird pasuk. It says, l'cha yatcha asher yaseh ha'am hazeh la'amecha. So now, what does he say? I'm going back to my nation, Bilam says to Balak, but I'm going to give you advice what this Am Hazeh is going to do to your nation. So then they said, what do you mean? It should be Amcha la'am hazeh mibayale. He should be saying, I'm going to give you advice what your nation is going to do to them, right? Not what that nation is going to do to you. I'm going to give you advice. What is this referencing? What happens after he doesn't succeed in cursing them, and why is Bilam ultimately killed if he really blessed the people? Because in the end, according to the Midrash, what happens? Bilam gives them advice. Well, if you can't curse them, you should get them to sin, right? Get them into trouble, and that's why they end up in this whole thing with Snoot and Zimri and Cosby, and 24,000 people get killed. So he says, I'm going to give you advice about what to do, but he says it like the reverse, which is what they're going to do to you. I'm Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Kadam Shemekalel et Atzmo v'Tolek Lelato Ba'Achirim. Okay, it's like the same way we saw the other day where they call Sonehem Shel Yisrael really means the Jews. We don't want to actually say something because it doesn't look good. It sounds like it's going to bring something bad upon them. So he's saying, instead of saying what you're going to do to this nation, he says what this nation is going to do to you. Amar Lahem, Elohim Shel Elu Sonezi Mahu. So this is what he said to them. Okay, I don't know if you've ever heard this version. We've all heard the version that he basically tells them, you know, go trip them up. But here's going to be an interesting way of how he tells them to trip up the Jewish people. He says, listen, they hate Zima. Okay, they don't like prostitution and everything. But they like klei pishtan. Okay, flax.
Linen clothing.
Okay. Bovas yachaitza. I'll give you some advice. Ase lahen klaim v'hoshiv behem zonot. Make these like mechitzo. What?
It says tents.
Tents. Okay. Make tents out of this linen material.
No, it's not.
Oh, just tents. Okay, fine. And make some tents. Okay. And what we're going to see is they're going to sell the linen in the tents. Okay. V'hoshiv behem zonot and put zonot in the tents. Okay, skenami b'chutz, the older ones who are less interesting, outside, v'yaldami b'fnim, and the young maidens inside. V'yimkaru lahem klei pishtan, and they'll sell them klei pishtan. So you're going to have these older women standing outside trying to sell linen garments. Aseh lahem klaim mehar sheleg ad beit ha'yishimot. Or beit ha'yishi, is it yishimot, yishimot?
Yishimot.
Okay, what's har sheleg? The chermon. Okay, do this from the Hermon to Beit HaYishimot. I don't know where Beit HaYishimot is.
It's in Yishimot, like the desert.
In the desert area? Okay, so it means from on high to down low.
Yishimot, right? Is the desert.
Okay. Voshiv Bahem Zonot. Oh, so sorry. I didn't read this right. V'yimkru lahem klei pishtan is period. Then, asah lahem klaim mehar sheleg ad Beit HaYishimot. Then he did this. Okay, so this is what Balak did. He made these tents all the way from the north to the south. And he put inside zonot, kenami bachutz v'yaldami bifnim. U'b'sha'ash Yisrael ochlim v'shotin u'smechim v'yotzin l'tayel bashuk. So when the Jewish people were in a good mood and they went out to the shuk, omeret lo azkena, yetam v'vakesh klei pishtan? You want to buy some klei pishtan? Zkena omeret lo b'shaveh. So she gives him the actual price. V'yalda omeret lo b'pachot. But then the girl on the inside says, but I can give it to you for less. Of course, right? Classic Jew obviously is going to buy the cheaper one. Shtayim v'shalosh pa'amim. So this happens two or three times until he basically gets comfortable going to the inner room where the young girls are. V'char kach omeret lo, hare at kiben bayit. Right? You're like a ben bayit here. You come here all the time. Shev v'ror la'atzmecha. Right, come sit here, take some stuff for yourself. It's our Tzureshal Yayin Amoni Munach Etzla, and she's got some wine sitting next to her. Here's a good side note. Ba'adayin lo ne'esar yayin shel nechrim. Okay, the whole thing of you can't drink, you know, yayin nesech is all a later development. That was all, you know, a gzera they made. Amralo, at that point, it was allowed still. Amralo, ritzonasha tishtek kos yayin, you want to have a glass of wine? Kevan sheshata ba'arbo. Okay, once he drank, then the Yetzer Hara got to him, and he wanted to sleep with her. Amar la, he says to her, hashmili, sleep with me. Hotzia yirata mitoch cheka, she takes out her avodah zarah, her little pesel. Remember, this is the sin with Baal Peor. Going back to, remember how the avodah zarah Baal Peor works? You defecate. So Amar lo, avod lezeh. So she says, worship my idol, and then, right, and then I'll sleep with you. Amar la, halo Yehudiani, but I'm a Jew, I can't do that. Amar la, omach palacha, klum avachshim imcha ela pior. The only thing they want you to do is just to defecate. In other words, you don't have to worship it, you just have to defecate in front of it, which obviously they must have thought, oh, that's not worshiping avodah zarah. V'hu eino yodea, he doesn't know, shavodah tabakach. Right, that that's the way you worship it. If you remember, though, we talked there halachically, that if you don't know, then you're actually not worshiping it. But okay. Okay, and she says, but not only that, I'm not going to sleep with you until you deny the Torah of Moshe. Shneemar, Hema Baal Baal Peor, Vayinezru Laboshet, Vyushikutsim Ba'ahavam. Okay, so what, how did they darshan this? Vayinezru Laboshet, they had to like turn away, right, to swear off into something of embarrassment. And they had to, with their love, they had to be mishakets to make it despicable. That's, I assume that that's, there's not even shikutzim, right, shikofrim b'kadosh baruch hu. The shikutz part is saying we deny God. Okay, the part earlier about v'yinezru laboshet is they embarrass themselves by defecating. V'yeshev Yisrael b'shitim. Relezer omer shitim, shitim shma. That's the name of the place. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, this is back to what we saw yesterday, right? Darshaning the names. Shenitasku b'divrei shtut, which is the znut. Okay, so it's called shitim because of shtut. Vatikre'ena la'am lizivchei Elohim. So now these women called the people to lizbach, to their gods. Rabbi Elazar Omer, arumot pagubahem. They were naked when they did this. Okay, vatikre'ena, he understands milashon. I don't know exactly, I didn't 100% understand the connection between Rashi says, "Vatikra'ena bigufan." They call them with their bodies, or lashon mikre, like they happen to be. You know, it was kind of they walked out naked and got them to come to them. Rabbi Yoshua Omer shenasu kulam balye kariin, that they all became bal kari, and that's vatikra'ena milashon kari. My lashon rifidim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, what about the place rifidim? So he says, "Rifidim shma." Rabbi Yoshua Omer sheripu atzma midivrei Torah. They weakened themselves from learning Torah. As the Pasuk says, Lo ifnu avot el banim, the avot didn't turn to their sons, mi rifyon yadayim, out of weakness. Okay, there's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So they weaken their learning in Torah. That's what rifidim is. Amar v'yochanan, kol makom shneemar v'yeshev, eino ela lashon tsar. Now we're going to see that the word v'yeshev appears in the Torah a number of times, and when you see the word v'yeshev, you know, something bad is coming. Shneemar v'yeshev Yisrael b'shitim, and then immediately what happens? V'yechelam liznol b'not Moav, right? And then comes this nut. V'yeshev Yaakov v'eretz megurei aviv, this is the most famous, Parsha v'yeshev, everybody knows, it says v'yeshev there, what happens there, right, v'eretz Canaan. And then v'yaveh Yosef et tibatam ra'a l'aviyem, and thus starts the whole Yosef story. V'demar v'yeshev Yisrael be'eretz Goshen, and then what does it say after that? V'yikru yimei Yisrael lamut, and Yaakov's about to die. V'yeshev Yehuda v'Yisrael labetach, ish tachat kafno v'tachat te'enato, right, everybody's living in glory, everything's good in the beginning of Malachim Aleph. And then, v'yakam Hashem satan l'shlomo atadad ha'adomi mizera ha'melech hu ba'adom. Okay, and then they come back. Malchei Midyan hargoch. Okay, period. So then, right, then the enemy comes. Continuing now back to the Bilam story, right, this we just got off sidetracked with this Vayeshev. Now, ve'et Malchei Midyan hargoch halalehem, et Bilam ben Beor hargu b'charev. That's what we mentioned yesterday, that he gets killed by sword. Bil'am my bai hatam. What was Bil'am doing there? Didn't he say, I'm going back home, right? What was he still doing there? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this great line, Shalach litol sachar esrim ba'arba elef sheipil mi Yisrael. He wanted to get paid, right? Like a mafia thing. And he says, okay, I succeeded. Now give me my payment. Because obviously until then he was a failure, right? And then he says, I'm going to go home, but I'll give you some advice what to do. And then he gives him advice, and then he ends up coming to get paid. And while he's there, he gets killed in battle. Okay, so, Amar Marzutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Hainu Damre Inche, Gama Aza Lemibai Karne, Odne Dahavule Gaziza Mina. Okay, the camel goes to, the camel wants to get karnayim, okay, horns. He wants to get horns, and he says, oh, I'm not good enough the way I am, I want to go get horns. And what happens? His ears get cut off from him. In other words, and I guess he gets involved in a, right, why does his ears get cut off, I guess? And I guess it's saying, in other words, the image here is that the camel has everything it needs, right? But he wants more. And when he goes to get more, what happens? He loses something else that's very important. So that's like Bil'am. Bil'am had everything he needed. What did he need to go get paid for killing all the Jews, right? So he goes to look for more, and then he ends up with nothing. By the way, I wanted to point out here, it keeps being Rav Papa who says, Hainu Damar Inche. In this case, it's somebody else who says it, but no worries because Rav Papa's coming in 1 minute. He's going to say another one. Ve'et Bil'am ben Ba'ora Kosem. It talks about Bil'am in another context in Sefer Yoshua, and it says, it's retelling, and it says, Ve'et Bil'am ben Ba'ora Kosem Hergu ben Yisrael v'cherev el chalalehem. So now it's strange. Why did they call him a Kosem when he was a Navi? Right? In the Torah, it refers to him as a Navi. So, HaKosem, right? Kosem Navihu. Amar B'Yochanan b'tchila Navi u'levasof Kosem. He started up as a Navi, but he went down to the level of being a Kosem. Amar Papa, here comes from Papa. Hainu Damar Inche. Misagne v'shilte havai izayin legavre nagre. Okay, what does this mean? Okay, there's two different interpretations. It's about a woman who is a skan and a shilte, right? Or people of importance. So she was married to men of importance, and then Aizan, she goes to be zoneh with a gavre nagre, with a carpenter. Okay, so it's saying a woman who lived a high life, right, but then later in her life she goes, right, she was married and had a good relationship with all these higher ups, but then later in life she goes to do snoot with a low level guy. Some people say it's not a nagar as a carpenter, but it's the people who pull the ropes on the ships. There's a different version. The Yavrama says Havyan legavre nagre instead of aizan, meaning not znut, but actually they marry. Havaya, we've seen always that means marriage, and it's saying that she was widowed, and this is an interesting interpretation the Rama has. She was widowed. She was married to these, high important people, and who were involved. Their lives were all full of weapons. So she wanted a man with weapons, but instead of going for someone of a similar type, she goes for a carpenter who makes the weapons, who actually doesn't use them but makes them. In other words, it's saying, she missed the point, basically. Like, she didn't understand that these two things really have nothing to do with each other. It's interesting that a nagar would be looked at as such a low level. We've seen the embroiderer, right? The ag. Oh, green? I forget what they're called. No, something with Gimel Resh Dalet, the guard. We saw them, they would like sit in the Sharei Rishon, they were like the low of the lows. So it's interesting. I don't know why these are called the Nagar is such a... That's why maybe it makes more sense they're pulling the ropes on the boats. But I don't know how they get that from Nagare, right?
Sounds like carpenter.
Right. White collar, blue collar. And it's saying that he kind of didn't understand. I like the Rama's image because she doesn't understand the difference between the guy who uses the weapons and the guy who makes the weapons. And it's like the same thing with Bil'am. He didn't understand that a kosem, a magician, is not the same as an avi. And it's both of them view atidot, right? They try to predict the future, but there's no real connection between the two, right? It was a total mistake that he didn't understand that. Okay. Going on in the psukim here, after Bil'am tried to curse the people, Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev et chalalehem, Amarav, so now they killed, right, the people there, Amarav, shekimu bo arba mitot. Okay, they did all four mitot when they killed Bil'am. Skila, Srefa, Herig, Vachenik. Again, if we want to compare everything, right, bring back the Masechet. This is a big one. Okay, what did they do? So according to this, they first hung him. So that was Chenek. They strangled him. They put a fire underneath him, and then they cut off his head. So that was Saif. Then he falls into the fire. That was Srefa. And then when he falls to the ground, that's like Skila, because remember, they threw him from a higher place. So they were able to do all four in one person. Even though, right, halachically, we always say you only get one mitah, you don't get all four. But he was so bad. I think that's the image here that, you know, We talked about in the Masechet, you can't possibly get all four mitot, but he was so, so bad that they gave him all four mitot. Amar le'ahu mina the Rabbi Chanina. Amin comes and says to Rabbi Chanina, Mishmi alach Bilam bar kama hava. Do you know how old Bilam was? Amar le'ah, michtav lo kativ. It doesn't say, but el midichtiv, but there's a pasuk in Tehilim that says, Anshei damim u'rima lo yechetsu yimehem. Okay, the people who are full of blood and trickery don't reach half their days. Now, what's half? Yimesh notenu bahem shiv'im shana. So half is less than, is half of 70. So what do they say now? Bartaltim v'tzlat shanin o bartaltim v'arba. Now, he didn't reach half his days. So was it 33 or 34? I'm not really sure why this really makes a difference, whether it was 33 or 34. We're actually going to get back to this at the very end of the daf also about whether someone's 33 or 34. Amar leh shapir ka marta. Ledidi chazele pinkasei debilam v'habaktiv be bartaltim v'tat shanim. Okay, and then he says, oh, so that was a good answer because I saw the pinkas of Bilam, like the details of his death or, you know, his life, and it said there that he was 33 years old. Bilam chagira. Okay, Bil, this is what it said. It said, sorry, I didn't finish reading what it says. It said there, Batalta Vitat Shanim Bilam Chagira. He was 33 years old. Bilam Hachoger, remember, he was the Chiger. He couldn't walk on one leg. Kad Katil Yate Pinchas Lista'a, when Pinchas, the Listim, killed him. Interesting that they call him a Listim, right? Listim usually has a negative connotation. Here they translate it as the Sar Tzava. And they say, well, Pinchas didn't actually kill him, but he was the guy in charge at the time, and he killed him. Amalei Marbered Ravina Libere. Marbered Ravina says to his son, Bikulu lo tafis lemidrash, levar mi bilam arasha, dekama demishkacha be, darish be. Okay, he says, you're not supposed to darshan bad people so badly. You're not supposed to continually make drashot and say how bad they were, okay? Except for Bilam HaRasha. That as much as you want, like as much as you can find to be darshan bad about him, you should, okay? He's in a different category than everybody else. K'tiv, now we're moving on to Doeg HaEdomi. K'tiv Doeg, uk'tiv Doeg. In one place he appears as Doeg, in another place he appears as Doeg. Amar B'Yochanan, B'tchila Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Doeg. And so originally, why is he called Doeg HaEdomi? Because God worried about him. Why did God worry about him? Remember, he was a big Talmid Chacham we saw. We're going to see more about this today. Shema Yetzei Zeh L'Tarbu Ra'ah. Okay, God was worried that he was going to go the wrong way. La'char She'atza, after he goes to Tarbu Ra'ah, exactly as God was concerned, Amar Vai She'atza Zeh Oyve, that this guy left. So that's the Doeg. Okay, the stress being on the three little middle letters there. Vav Yud Yud.
I'm sorry, why are we doing Doeg now?
Because he was listed among the four head yotot. Remember, we're continuing the three malachim who don't get Olam Haba and the four head yotot.
Oh, okay.
So there was Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and who am I forgetting?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who's the fourth? No, it's okay. It's good you're asking because it's always good to review.
I was looking at the three where they saw in between Bilam.
Right. Yeah, we're off of that. But it's good to always remind us where the flow is because you get really lost in these pages. Mm-hmm. So we have the Shlosha Malachim and the Arba Head Yotot, the Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. So the fourth is, sorry, I forgot. Right, Bilam Doeg Achitofel, right, in Gechazi. Okay? So now we're on Doeg. Okay, so that's his name. First, we darshan his name, just like we do with everybody else. Now we're going to have five drashot of Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. My dechtiv, ma titalel b'ra'ah ha'gibur. By the way, this is a pasuk from Tehilim Nunbet. Okay, before we even start here, I want to show you the beginning of Tehilim Nunbet. If you don't know this, it's It's harder to understand the Gemara. It starts off Lamanetzach Maskil David, and the second pasuk says Bivodo Eke Edomi Vayaged L'Shaul Vayomalo Bad David Al Beit Hachimelech. Okay, so the Tehillim is one of these Tehillim that was dedicated. In other words, the Tehillim according to these pasukim that David said when Doeg Edomi came and told Shaul what had happened. So therefore, they're going to see all these references to Doeg. By the way, these pasukim that in Tehillim, there's all these Tehillim that are associated with events or with people. So in the academic circles, they claim that a lot of these were added later, that it wasn't necessarily the way they were written, but that they kind of got titles later in time, that since it was attributed to David, so they say, oh, well, let's assume this one he said at this time and this one he said at that time, right? But when the rabbis were looking at it, they look at it as if, you know, this was actually what David wrote when Doeg Edomi was tattletailed on him. And then, right, and then killed all the people of Nov. Remember, he did two things. He said Lashon Hara about David. He told, right, he was Malshin Alav, that what David had done. And then he actually goes and kills Nov Irakonim. So now we're going to quote a bunch of psukim from there. Some of the psukim are from that parak. Some of them are from a different parak, Tehillim, that's nearby, but not that one exactly. But this first one comes from there. Matitalal b'ra'ah ha'gibur, chesed el kol hayom. Okay, we're now going to see all these things about Doeg. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu, l'doeg, lo gibor b'torata, matitalel b'ra'a, lo chesed el natoy alecha kol hayom. So he says to him, right, in other words, are you not a gadol b'torah? And why are you titalel b'ra'a? Why are you going saying lashon hara? Lo chesed el natoy alecha kol hayom is not the chesed of Hashem. What's the chesed? Torah chesed al shona, remember? So the chesed is Torah often. We saw this the other day also. So is it not the Torah natoy alecha kol hayom? In other words, you're a big Torah scholar. Why is the Torah not preventing you? And now we're going to get into this a bunch on this page. How could he have been such a great Torah scholar and yet not, you know, and yet done all these bad things? You know, firstly speaking lashon hara and then killing people. And we're going to eventually get to that, which again, like the Bavli, they want to talk about there's ways to learn Torah and there's ways to learn Torah. Okay, and that not everyone who learns Torah is necessarily a good person. Goes back to Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, who all of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were killed for learning in a bad way. So here also we're going to have some of that. But I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. My dechtiv l'varsha amar Elohim, malecha l'saper chukai. Okay, this is from Tehillim Nun, not two prakim before. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu l'doeg harasha. Malecha l'saper chukai. How could it be that you're teaching my chukim? Kishata megia, and as if you're teaching my laws, kishata megia, you're a teacher, so you're getting up there, and in that day, you're supposed to teach your class what? You get to parasha beratzchin, uparasha mesaprei lashon hara, ma'ata doresh behem. How could you possibly get up and start talking about you can't speak lashon hara and you can't kill? Batisa briti alai picha, amar Rabbi Ami, ein torato shel doeg ela misafa v'lachutz. Okay, the Torah of doeg, what does he say? Batisa briti alai picha. Okay, this is the continuation of that pasuk. The Rasha Amar Elohim Malecha L'Saper Chukai Batisa Briti Alei Picha. In other words, to the Rasha, God says, and what do they assume? Who's this Rasha? Must be Doeg. He was the Rasha that was knowledgeable in Torah. So why are you teaching my chukim? Okay, because what are you doing? Batisa Briti Alei Picha. It's just in your mouth, but you haven't internalized what you learned. Okay, I wanted to quote you something I saw in Yitzhak Blau's book, Fresh Fruit and Vintage Wine. He quotes Rav Tzadik HaKohen here, who says that what's the connection between wisdom and arrogance? So he says that there's a connection between wisdom and arrogance, okay? That he quotes here about Bilam's ignorance. He says that Bilam's ignorance is that he praised himself, and that Bilam seems to be quite learned, but yet he doesn't internalize his knowledge. So what he says is that there's a psychological insight here, that according to Rav Tzadok, if our knowledge has a positive effect upon the world or enables us to become more ethically sensitive or spiritually alive, then that knowledge is found a worthy home and we'll find satisfaction in our learning. But if our knowledge has no effect upon the world or upon our personality, then the knowledge has no expression. And then there's two things. Number one, arrogance can cause you not to internalize your knowledge. But then he goes further to say, if you don't internalize your knowledge, then you become arrogant. He says like this, if you have no expression, then you wonder, well, what did I do all this studying for? So at that point, the only thing left to do with the knowledge is to brag about it. So he says, envision two brilliant academics. One goes about his scholarly work with quiet dignity, and the other one is it's constantly attempting to show off his or her knowledge. So like that's the difference between them. And that's, you know, what they're saying about Doeg. And then he quotes Ara Gemara, and he says, it refers to such knowledge as from the mouth outward. Okay, that it basically doesn't get internalized, and then it causes arrogance. Thought it was a nice idea to think about. Marla Kadesh Baruchu. So now, one second. Amar Rav Yitzchak, my dichtiv vayiru tzadikim viyirau. This is a continuation now. Okay, it's hard to know this without looking inside. This is going back to Nun Bet, the one about Doeg Adomi, and it says vayiru tzadikim viyirau, that tzadikim will look at you and they'll be fearful. And they'll make fun of you. So what does this mean? It has to be different shlavim, otherwise it makes no sense. How could they both be fearful and laugh? In the beginning, they'll be fearful. So there's different interpretations of what they're going to be fearful of, but the assumption is that they see Doeg, who's so knowledgeable, what do they think? If this guy teaches other people, wow, other people are going to learn from him. That's really, they were in fear. But ultimately, they're going to laugh because they see that in the end, Doeg died b'chatzi yamav, right? It goes back to the earlier drasha, that he died b'chatzi yamav, and therefore he obviously didn't have any major effects on people. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, my dachti, I mean, you shouldn't say, right, people can't have effects until age 34, but anyway, in the end, they see he got his punishment. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechtiv chayo bala vayakiena. Again, psukim in that chapter in Tehillim. Chayil is wealth, right? Like kochiva otzem yadi asali et chayil hazeh. So the wealth, he had all this wealth, but bala he swallowed vayakienu. But then he's going to vomit it out. Mi bitno yorishenu el. God will chase him away from his stomach, from with him, within him. Amar David Lefta, what does this mean? And as if he already spit it all out, why did God need to spit it out from him, basically, right? Why does God need to chase him away? So Amar David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're going to say that there's a bit of a sicha going on here, a conversation. Ribono Shalom, this, by the way, is a method we've seen a bunch, right? The one whole pasuk could be, oh no, that's one person talking, and then the second part is someone else talking. So David says to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Yamut Doeg. You should kill Doeg. Why are you letting him stay alive? Amar lo, Torah bala vayakienu. He swallowed a lot of Torah, and because of that, I can't kill him just yet, but eventually he's going to spit out all his Torah, and then I'll kill him, when he has no zchuyot left. Amar lefanav, so David says to him, mi bitno yorishenu el, and says, don't wait, do it now, and says, what are you waiting for? Amar b'yitzchak, my dechtiv gam el yitatzcha lanetzach. Okay, another pasuk from that chapter. One second, I just want to make sure that I'm right, that all these psukim are from that chapter. Oh, I'm sorry. The Chayo Bala Pasuk, my mistake. The Chayo was from Eov, it wasn't from that chapter in Tehillim. This Pasuk was the one I was thinking of, it's from that chapter. Gam El Yitatzcha LaNetzach. So God will destroy you forever. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Neite Doeg LaAmadate. God said, let's put Doeg in Olam Haba. Let's give him, right, we'll punish him in this world, let him go to Olam Haba. Amar lefanav, so David says to him, Gam el yitatzcha lanetzach. No, Hashem, you have to really wipe him out forever, meaning, right, for all eternity, meaning also in Olam Haba. My dechtiv, okay, this is also in that chapter, this is in the same pasuk of Tehillim. It says, Gam el yitatzcha lanetzach, yachtecha v'yisachecha me'ohel. So what do they say here? Ohel is obviously going to be a reference to Ohel of Torah. Yachtoch v'yisicha me'ohel v'shorashcha me'eretz chayim sela. That's the end of the pasuk. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, at least, you don't want him to be in Olam HaZeh, you don't want him to be in Olam HaBa, but at least, le'mushmata be'midrash ha'mishmeh, at least let people quote, right? He was such a great Torah scholar. God's not willing, it's so interesting, this image. God can't let go of his Torah, right? He has this Torah knowledge. He was such a great scholar. I can't just throw him out entirely. At least people should be able to quote in his name in the Beit Midrash. Amar lefanecha yachtecha v'yisichacha me'ohel. In other words, wipe him out entirely from your ohel. So then God says, lehava lebanim rabbanan. At least let him have sons who will be rabbis, right? Again, it's this, how could you give up on this? But what does David say? V'shorashcha me'eretz chayim sela. In other words, wipe out, cut off his shorashim entirely. Nothing should remain from him at all. V'amru Yitzchak, my dechtiv, ayye sofer, ayye shokel. Okay, this is a pasuk from Yeshayahu. Ayye sofer, ayye shokel, ayye sofer et ha-migdalim. That's the pasuk. Ayeh Sofer, where is the Sofer? So who's that? Right? Ayeh Sofer Kola Tiyop Shabbat Torah. That was Doeg. He knew all the Otiyot in the Torah. Some people say it means he knew where there was a Vav and where there was a Yud, like what's supposed to be Chaser and Malay. Ayeh Shokel, Shashokel Kol Kalim B'chamurim Shabbat Torah. He knew how to do all the Kavachomers. He knew what was Kalim, what was Chamur, so he could darshan all the Kavachomers. Ayeh Sofer Et HaMigdalim, Sheyach Sofer Shlosh Meot Halachot Psukot B'Migdal HaPorech Ba'avir. Okay, a few different interpretations of what this is. I'll give you two. One is in Migdal Porech Bavir is the letter Lamed, the Darshan, because the Lamed at the top has a thing going up. It's a taller letter than all the others. So we would Darshan things about that. Some people say, no, it's actually talking about Hilchot Tuman Tara. If you have a Migdal that's Porech Bavir, okay, how you have such a thing is a good question, right? So does it is it Makabel Tumar or not? Amar Rav, I guess this is, I don't know, Amar Rabbi Ami, the Gimel tells you to have Rabbi Ami. Arba mea bae bau doeg vachi tofa b'migdala porech bavir. They asked 400 questions about this migdala porech bavir. V'lo ifshet lehul chad. None of the rabbis knew how to answer them. In other words, again, we're trying to say he knew so much that they asked him, and now we put Achitofel in his camp. The two of them had so many questions, and people didn't know the answers to answer them. So they're trying to say, like, they really knew a lot that they could ask all these questions. So I'm a rabbi. Rivuta lemibaya baya? You think it's such a great thing to ask questions? You're saying that shows greatness because they asked so many questions? And I was going to tell a story. And what he's really saying is, you think like these 400, first of all, 400 zoos, that exaggerated number we use, but he's trying to say, is it quantity versus quality, okay? So he's saying, you think it's so important to know so many things that they were able to ask about, so you know, 400 things about this you know, esoteric topic of Migdala Porech Bavir. Here he comes and he has a very interesting story. He says, B'shnei d'Rabbi Yehuda, kule tanuye b'nezikin. In the time of this such interesting historical thing, whether this is true or not, it's just interesting. He says, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, everybody just learned Nezikin. They didn't learn anything else. There was no Daf Yomi then. Okay, no one was learning any of the other Masechta. They basically learned Masechta de Nezikin. Va'anan kamanitin tuva be'uktin. And we learn everything, including even Uktin. Why Uktin? It's the last Masechta in Shas. Right? We learn even Taharot and all this stuff. We learn everything. We do Daf Yomi. We cover everything. V'chia v'mate Rabbi Yehuda. Isha koveshet yerek b'kdera, va'amr lezeitim shekavshan b'tarfehen tohorim. When Rabbi Yehuda got to this part about a woman who's pickling vegetables in a kdera, or some people say it's zeitim that are pickled with their leaves, they're tohorim. Right, and these are sugyot, by the way, in Uktin. Okay, the question is, when they're attached to their leaves, right, he would say, okay, so there's a question about if they're still connected to their leaves, are their leaves mekabel tumah or not? So he would say, havayot Rav Shmuel kachazina hachi. Okay, I see all the questions of Rav and Shmuel. In other words, this is so difficult to me, I don't understand. Va'anan kamanitim b'uktin tlat tremetivta. And we know Uktin, you know, we learn it in 13 different yeshivas in our city. So what does that show? That we knew a lot more than Rabbi Yehuda about Uktin, about these, right? It's interesting, these esoteric topics, right, that aren't really so relevant. However, so which means what? You would think that we're greater than Rabbi Yehuda, correct? Because we know more. If your whole thing is who knows more, so we know more. So now, what's the story, though? He says, V'chiyav amate Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda shalif misane va'ata mitra. When it wouldn't rain, what would he do? He would take off one of his shoes as a way of showing, you know, it's so dry, we need rain, and the rain would come. Va'anan tzavchina v'leka demishkachban. But we're crying out to God and nobody listens to us. Ela kadosh baruch hu libabai. It's not about how much. He wants what's in your lev. Dechtiv Hashem yir ela levav. Okay, so therefore he's saying it's not about how much you learn, it's about how well you learn. Amar Rav Masharshia doeg v'achitofa lo havusav reshmata. They didn't understand what they were learning. Okay, in other words, again, it's a matter of how much do you learn. This is good for Daf Yomi, right? Sometimes you get through, you don't necessarily understand it. So they're saying so they didn't always understand what they said, what they were learning. Matvam Razutra, Mandakti, Ba Yesofer, Yeshokele, Yesofer Tabigdalim, Ba'adamar Lo Sabri Shmate. What do you mean? We just said he's the Sofer, he's the Shokel, he's the Sofer Tabigdalim. They obviously knew what they were talking about. Ella delov a salku lehushmata aliba dehilchatan. They didn't know what the halacha was. It's also good for daf yomi, right? We know how to learn, but we don't know how to paskin. Dechtiv sod Hashem lireav. Okay, Hashem didn't allow them. Here also, this is a reference to what that we learned in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin sits in lishkat gazit. Because it sits in lishkat gazit, right? It has the shechina. The shechina helps them to paskin. And here, sod Hashem lireav, he only gives that to the people who fear him, and therefore the ability to paskin wasn't given to them. Am Rabbi Ami lo meto eg acha shachach tamido. He forgot everything before he died. Shneamar hu yamut be'ein musar, without the musar of the Torah. Ubirovi valto yishked. There's a pasuk in Mishle, and in his folly he will stray. Okay. Rav Amar nitztarea. He got sarat before he died. Shneamar hit samta, which they're going to explain is hitztarea. He got sarat. Kol zonemimcha. Anyone who turns away from you will become. We'll get sarat. How do we know that hitzamta is sarat? Because k'tiv hatam, it says litzmitut. This is when you sell your property. Ha'aretz lo timacher litzmitut. Kiliya aretz kigirim toshavim atem imadi. You can never sell anything forever. And the targum there, mitargaminan, says lechalutin, right? Like, right, lemuchlat, forever. Okay, that's what it means. Utnam, but what does it have to do with sarat? Ein bein musgar muchlat ela priyal prima. The term muchlat also has to do with sarat. So if muchlat has to do with sarat, and sarat has and muchlat is the targum for tzmitut, and this word is hitzamta, then hitzamta must be a reference to sarat. What does it mean? Ebu muskaram muchlat ela priyal prima. That means that the there's two stages of sarat. One is musgar, where they quarantine you until they see what happens to it, and muchlat is when it's decided definitively that you have tzarat. So the only difference between the two is the priyal prima. You have to, the shaving of your head and the tearing of your clothing. Okay, we'll stop here for today.